Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Well, listeners, it's almost the end of the school year, and I have Carol Fox, our secondary supervisor, with me. She's my co-host today. Hey, Carol.
Hey.
Yep, you know, we've almost survived. It's been a wild year, another wild year.
Yes.
We started off the year, you know, mask on, and now we're don't have mask, and last year we were on different schedules, but anyway, it's been quite the wild ride, and our people out there, our teachers and all of our staff have worked so hard.
Yes, they have.
So we're at the end of this now, and so we're getting ready to do some celebrating, and that's why we're here today, just to talk to you about all the good things we've got going on, and just some events at the end of the year, and we'll close out with graduation. But, you know, first, just want to tell you, you know, the last student day is going to be June 2nd this year. So that is the last student day. That's on Thursday. June 2nd will be the last day of school for our students. And Friday, June 3rd, is a mandatory work day for our staff. So that was a recent change in our calendar to allow our teachers to have a day to work in their room. We missed a lot of unexpected days this year due to the flood.
We did.
What was that, the second day of school?
I think so.
So, anyway, so June 2nd is the last student day, and then Friday, June 3rd, will be a mandatory work day for our staff. So, you know, before that, we do have some testing that we do have to do in our elementary and middle schools. You want to talk to them about the EOG tests that we give in middle school?
And absolutely, yeah. Our students in our elementary and our middle schools will start their testing on Thursday the 19th. The middle school.
That's May 19th.
I mean, May 19th, yeah. That's right. And they will, they have 10 days to get their testing in. And so the schools will be getting a schedule out for what days they'll be taking what subjects on. But in the middle schools, they'll be doing the English at each grade level and math. And then there is an 8th grade science EOG that they will take. So, you know, we're winding down, but I think our kids are going to be ready for it, and they're going to do a great job.
Yeah, you know, we've been in school for
a while.
And we were open when a lot of people weren't last year, and we feel like, you know, our scores last year reflected that.
Absolutely.
We know that. There was a direct correlation between the time that we were open. So we hope to keep accelerating our kids. And anyway, the same schedule for elementary, too. Elementary and middle schools have actually 10 days, and it has to be the last 10 days before the last student day, and they can test within those 10 days. So same thing in elementary. We test reading and math, and then in fifth grade, we test science. So all those tests will start on May 19th and be finished by the time school's out. High school's a little different. High school, the legal guidance regarding accountability in high school, they have to test the last 5 days
of the semester.
Semester. And, of course, they test twice a year because we have 2 semesters. So we are entering final exams prior to graduation. I have a high school student at my house who, you know, they get kind of in panic mode at
this
point. So it's coming really, really fast. So when do high school exams start?
May 26th.
Okay. We will actually be testing a lot before then. Our advanced placement classes start testing next week. And, you know, the community college classes will be testing in the next several weeks, too. So, and a lot of our high school kids test with that. But, again, they will begin on the 26th of May and be done by that last student day on June 2nd.
That's
so,
correct.
Gives you a little recap of testing coming up. Okay, so graduations.
That's coming, yes.
You know, Ms. Fox, we have not had normal graduations. The year COVID hit in March, we did have graduations those years, and those were just events we were so thankful we were able to have. They looked more like a drive-through.
That's right.
But our schools, they went all out.
They did.
Those were some of them. I look back on that, and I think we all thought that COVID would end, and, you know, here we are.
Semi-normal last year.
We did last year. They were
went
in stadiums.
The stadiums, and the early college and Central Haywood were able to use the HCC auditorium, and so semi-normal, but still looked a little different with some of the spacing regulations we had to have and numbers that could participate. So
yeah, so 2 years it's been very, very different. So it looks like this year we're going back to some of our traditions that we had, and I know a lot of our high school parents and students love the stadium graduations, but They are so iffy when it comes to weather. It's all good if weather works out, and if not, it kind of throws everyone into a mess. So I'm going to let you go through school by school, okay? And we'll start with the first graduation. Who graduates first?
Well, the early college will graduate first. They graduate on Friday, May the 20th, which is very early, and in, but they are very closely aligned with the college calendar, and they they're graduations coincide. So they will graduate on May the 20th at 7 p.m. and that'll be held at the HCC auditorium.
Okay.
And then that'll be followed on Thursday, June the 2nd, our Haywood Community Learning Center, or the HCLC as we refer to it. They will graduate at 4 p.m. And they are actually going to continue, I think, and do an outside ceremony on their campus. They really enjoyed that last year. And then this year, Tuscola will graduate first. Our high schools alternate every year, which one gets to go first, our traditional high schools. So Tuscola will go on Friday night, June the 3rd, and that will be at 7 p.m. at the Ramsey Center. So we're going to be going back to the Ramsey Center for both Pisgah and Tuscola for their graduations. And then Pisgah will graduate on Saturday, June the 4th, at 10 a.m. at the Ramsey Center.
And that's in Callaway on the campus of Western Carolina.
Yes, and we're so grateful to them. They allow us to come over, and they're just a great partner with us to provide. The great thing about the Ramsey Center is that it is an indoor climate-controlled situation that doesn't require us to have to limit the number of people who can come.
And they also set up our audio-visual, and those pieces were, that was really tough on our IT department last year to get all those.
It is. And have sound that will work,
that will work
in stadiums. So we're really thankful to them. And then our graduation season will round out with Central Haywood High School, and they will graduate on Monday, June the 6th at 6 p.m., and they'll be at the Haywood Community College Auditorium.
Okay, so class of 2022, it's almost over.
You've
made it, almost. You got to get through exams, finish strong, and we're so, so proud of you. It's been a tough couple of years, but if you know a senior out there, hug their neck and tell them, you know, they've really been through it.
That's
and so
right.
We're proud of them for nearing this big milestone in their life. But thank you, Ms. Fox. I'll see you at graduation.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you, Haywood County, for listening. And as always, thank you for your support for Haywood County Schools during some really, really tough times.
Yep.
But we're so thankful our kids are going to get to have some good graduations this
year.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Haywood County. Thanks for listening.